This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this TGIF. Thank God it is Good Friday, April 3rd, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. So excited. Tigers home opener this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Going to be so many people at this 70 to 72 degree highest temperature opening day game in over 35 years. Yes, it is going to be a phenomenal opener. Great game today, tomorrow, and then Sunday night baseball on NBC Peacock. Justin Verlander returns to the mound on Sunday night. National audience, this is going to be a fantastic opening weekend against the St. Louis Cardinals, which could actually be potentially a repeat of the 1968 World Series. Detroit Tigers against the St. Louis Cardinals. Mickey Lolich won three games in that series to cinch it for the Tigers. This could be Tarek Skubal's repeat of number 29 in the World Series this fall. They'd gotten off to a horrible start. They were on the road, away from home, not sleeping in their own beds. Started out 2-4. Won the first two games, lost the next four in a row. The next four in a row. Unbelievable. But they're going to fix it today. Absolutely convinced of it. Going to be a fantastic game. Valdez, the very sneaky left-hander, has a 44% ground ball base rate. Almost half of the contact that is made with this guy's pitching, guess what? It goes into the ground. If you got a runner on first base, it's automatically almost guaranteed to be a double play. Game is at 1:10 tonight. Going to be fantastic. Saturday's game, John Flaherty goes for the Tigers. And then, of course, Sunday. This is going to be, oh, man, I cannot wait. Justin Verlander's return to the mound in Comerica Park. And the right-hand pitcher he's going up against, Leahy, has a 7.20 earned run average so far this year. So it's going to be a great weekend of baseball down in Comerica Park. Officer Rick is down there. He is already tailgating down in Detroit, and it's going to be a fantastic weekend. So excited. Love, love, love spring. We avoided the snow. We got some rain last couple of days. Thank God it wasn't cold enough for snow, because we would have had a foot of snow out there. The rain was coming down in buckets. But the grass is already starting to green up. Things are starting to happen, folks. Spring 2026 is here. So we're excited. We got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of interviews, lots of discussion, good information. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Rusty Chatfield. Looking forward to all of it. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Joining us on the line right now is candidate for the first congressional district. Justin Michael is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, good, good. Hey, Justin, just a little side note. You were down at the endorsement convention with the Republican Party on Saturday. What's your takeaway? What's your thoughts about how that all went down, the candidates that won? What was your overall takeaway of the convention?
Well, the first and foremost, I would like to say I was really pleased to see the amount of support that I had for my campaign at the convention. A lot of people came down there wearing my hats, showing support. We had a great showing at our Euchre tournament, had about 50 or 60 people that came down and stayed up until about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they had to get up early to go to the convention. So they were and listen, I'm not going to say we have the youngest of delegates, so it was a late night for them. One of the best times that I've had on the campaign trail happened that night. There was a lady that was there from Iron Mountain, and she's in her upper 70s. She may have been 80, and she was watching the MSU game because it was on.
Oh yeah,
March Madness, and yep. her roommate wouldn't let her watch the game because she wanted to go to sleep. So she's in the lobby, and we're getting ready for the Euchre tournament, and she was kind of sitting off in the corner watching the game, and I said, come on, you got to join us. You got to join us. I'm like, you play Euchre? She's like, yeah, I play online. And I said, well, get over here then. And so she was sitting at my table, and she was laughing so hard and having such a good time. It was the latest she'd probably stayed up in 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
So she was so excited. So I see her in the morning, right? Everybody's having breakfast before we go over to the convention.
Yeah.
And she's like, I had such a good time last night. She said, I went to my room and it was so loud because I was in the bottom floor. And I'm like, well, did you call the front desk, ma'am? And, tell them that these people need to quiet down. She's like, no, because I was part of the problem. And so I was just, she wanted to get her picture taken with me, and she was so happy. And she was telling stories about playing cards. And, you know, to me, that's what this campaign is all about. So being down there, seeing the delegates, understanding that we're gaining so much support and traction in the district made me feel good. As for the convention itself, I thought that the first district handled itself really well in terms of voting and how we went through things. You know, I saw you there. I was blessed and fortunate enough. The first district chair, Dare Rendon, said, hey, we want you to secure our ballots and take them up for voting and counting. So it was a process that I'd never experienced before. Thought it was a great opportunity for me to learn more about our processes, especially with the Republican GOP. So, being at the convention was great. I think there were some results that were shocking to people, especially when the numbers came out.
Yeah,
I think some of the candidates felt that they had more support than they actually did. And that's the interesting thing about elections. You really never know until the votes are cast and the ballots are
counted. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right. And then you're kind of looking at the numbers like, wow. And some candidates handled that pretty well. Some candidates didn't. And I understand, as a candidate myself, you're constantly thinking that you're doing well, or maybe your projections are lower than you expect. You never really know what's going to happen on election day. So going through that process and seeing how people handled themselves in victory and defeat,
yeah,
was a learning experience for me, because I've met all of these candidates. Everywhere that I go in the district, they're out there campaigning too. So you hear their stump speeches and you watch them engage, and you have little side conversations to see how their campaigns are going and what they're doing and how they're meeting with constituents. And so you do form a bond and relationship with most of the candidates, whether you support them or not.
Yeah.
And that's part of the process, right? Because you're constantly seeing them, and you don't want to have a rift between these individuals, because you know you're going to see them at the next dinner or next gathering. So what you do is you respect the process, because you know the time and effort that it takes to be on the campaign trail, and the energy that you have to put into every speech and every question that you answer. And so was a part of it as a candidate myself where you feel for these people when they lose. And you're excited for the people that win, because you know they put in a campaign and things. So, you know, that experience for me was great. It was good to see everybody get together and participate. I know that some people were disappointed. Obviously, when you vote for a candidate or you support a candidate and they don't win, you can see people's reaction to that too. Questions come out, But I think overall the convention was a success for what it was trying to do, and now we have to move forward with the people that we have and hope that we can win those in the general.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that was a big part of the campaigning was the eventual winners, both Doug Lloyd for Attorney General, Anthony Ferlini for Secretary of State. That's part of their campaign pitch. They appealed to the delegates to say, hey, we're the most electable in November. We're not crazy over the top with some of our positions. You know, we're not going to, you know, Secretary of State office, one of the candidates said she was going to go in there with business experience and completely revamp the entire Secretary of State's office. You know, Kevin Kievsky, one of the things I actually supported him on was the fact that he was going to give a legal opinion that Michigan could be a constitutional carry state when it came to firearms. And a lot of the moderate establishment Republicans said the Democrats will attack him on that one point alone, making, you know, Michigan the old Wild West, gun-toting, pistol-packing grandmas out there carrying guns on their hips, and that potentially would hurt him in the general election. And it was that type of campaigning, I think, that ultimately swayed the vote of the delegates.
Well, I also see flaw in that message, especially when you're talking about we got to elect people that can win. A lot of times people think that means because you raise a lot of money, you have support. And in certain races, that's not the case.
Right.
We've got to get out of this mentality of we need to elect somebody that can win, and we need to start focusing on we need to elect people based on what they're saying, what their messaging is, and what they're doing in these areas to show people that they're going to work for them. And I'm not saying that as a grassroots candidate. What I'm noticing is candidates are coming in and they'll have some talking points and then they'll try to convince people that they're the most electable or they're the most qualified because people like them. That's not necessarily the case, especially when you're talking about establishment versus grassroots. And a lot of times people will get ahead of themselves and think because I have financial support, I don't have to get out there and do the work with constituents. I can just mail it in. I can send people mailers and flyers or, you know, pitch some kind of commercial to them or radio ad, and they're just going to follow suit because of name recognition, and I can just essentially buy their vote. How right. much money does it cost per vote to get them to – and everybody has a number. The better you are at messaging and the more work you put in, the less you have to spend to get someone to convert to as a voter for you. But yep. people who want to sit on their couch or in their basement, they're going to have to spend a lot of money to get you to vote. They got to put yeah. that propaganda in front of your face. And those are the people that typically go out and say, I'm the most electable candidate there is. But that's not necessarily true. Just means you're sitting behind a boatload of money and you're going to use that money to try to persuade or convince people. And I think people are waking up to that. In the first, absolutely. People in the first, for the longest time, have felt like they've been misrepresented or not represented at all because their voice hasn't been heard. And you're in a situation right now where you have candidates that are running. The ones that are out there and putting their feet on the ground and meeting people where they're at, those are the people that are gaining traction. And the establishment candidates who think that they can send you mailers and flyers and give you the good old America, guns, God, veterans speech at all these events,
right?
That's not resonating with people anymore. Just not.
Right.
And then they'll say, I'm the most electable because I've been here. That's not helping.
Right. And the problem is Congress has such a low approval rating. I'm talking in the United States House of Representatives.
19-20% right now.
19-8. I've even seen one that said 13%. And they, in the same poll, I think it was Quinnipiac University, used car salesmen were 26% approval rating, like double of what a congressman is.
And, right, but yet they have a 97.3% reelection Right.
How does that happen, Justin?
Money.
Pure and simple.
It's there is no other factor. Name recognition and money, but name recognition comes from the ability to be able to spread propaganda to people. Mm. That's it. But you get these flyers in the mail, you can get 50 of them, and eventually you just see a picture with a smiley face and a golden retriever and your wife and your kids and, you know, a couple of key points that may resonate with you, and you say, well, I guess he's the guy.
Right.
Never met him, never seen him, haven't talked to him. The guy could be a ghost, and you're just going to vote because that's just how you're programmed. That's just marketing. It's a marketing strategy, and it's sad because people deserve more. And the sad part is when you interject so much money into these campaigns, and I spoke about this last night, $15 billion in election cycle.
That's crazy.
Right, and when you don't have caps on election spending or you can't control where the money comes from, is it inside the district, is it outside the district, what are those percentages, it's nearly impossible for hardworking people that are not embedded with money or do not have campaign support to go out there and get elected in big races, especially for U.S. Congress or U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
You've essentially, unless your messaging is perfect and you're willing to put in the work, and this is a crazy stat, and I'm going to give it to you. In 2025, I personally put more miles on in the district speaking to constituents than the entire congressional staff did in our district combined.
You mean people who actually work for the current congressman?
Their job is to be out meeting the constituents. I put in more miles in the district. My mileage report is more miles than the entire congressional staff combined.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well, so when you're talking about doing the work and you're wondering why we're getting support on our campaign, that's the reason.
Yeah, people
because
are seeing
I show
you
up.
And
I show up everywhere.
And
it's not just one time during fair weather and for a parade. I'm going there to speak to people where they're at, where they're working, what they're doing, and it's resonating because that's all I can do. I'm up against a machine and money. That's it. And I don't believe in selling myself out or selling out the first congressional district to win because if I compromise myself now, what is that going to do for you when I get to Washington, D.C.? Nothing. How am I going to represent you if I'm bought and paid for? I can't.
Right.
And it's hard. You're out there every day putting in the work. But that's okay because people appreciate work that you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at the end of the day, no matter what happens, and this is what I learned at convention, no matter what happens, as long as you do it with dignity, honor, and respect, that's all that matters.
Amen.
You got to be able to hang your head high no matter what.
Give your campaign website out to the audience so they can look you up. And if they want to help you out with some gas money, they can donate to your campaign.
Thank you so much. It's www.justinmichaelforcongress.com. That's Justin, M-I-C-H-A-L, for Congress.com. And then follow me on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, Justin Michael for Congress.
Very good. Very good. Well, greatly appreciate you and all the effort. You stay strong. You stay safe out there, brother. And we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. May God bless you. May God bless this district.
You as well, sir. Bottom of the hour news break. Hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. As Artemis II heads to the moon, a Traverse City-based company is playing a small but vital role in part of its mission. Atlas Space Operations confirmed that its ground station in Hawaii is providing antenna access for a customer supporting a South Korean government satellite launching aboard the Artemis II rocket. Atlas says it is providing access to the antenna while the customer handles handles its own communications. The mission is expected to last 3 months. The Michigan Natural Resources Commission has introduced a new series of regulations for anglers across the state. The DNR updated possession limits, size requirements, and gear definitions for various species to manage state fisheries. The changes impact popular fishing spots, including Lake Superior, the Menominee River, and specific lakes in the Upper Peninsula. Anglers should visit the DNR website for updated information. Tax season is winding